by the end of the day, with the rain and snow ending, and tomorrow and Saturday should be really good.
Here is where you hit a good guy.
Tired of limp, soggy saltines? The kind that just sit there and do nothing for your snacks or soup? Well, if you are, then pick up a package of premium saltine crackers. The only saltine crackers that come to you in wax-wrapped stack packs to keep them fresh. Just take out as many crackers as you need, reclose the stack pack, and the remaining crackers stay just as fresh and crisp as the day you bought them. So crisp, in fact, that you'll always hear this snap when you break them. And that snap is your assurance that premiums always stay fresh and crisp. You'll want to try premium saltines lots of ways. At lunch, with soup or salad, at dinner with juice, at snack time with your favorite spreads. So pick up a package of premium saltine crackers baked right here in the Rockies at Nabisco's Denver Bakery. This is KIMN, the sound of the Mile High City, Denver, reminding you to give your discarded appliances, furniture, clothing to the Salvation Army and help others to help themselves by calling the Salvation Army for at-your-door pickup of any discards.
Remember, you heard it, probably danced to it. Do you remember when? Now's your chance to relive it with KIMN.
Do you remember this great one by Neil Sedaka?
Whoa, 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 yeah, yeah, yeah. Hey, little devil. Whoa, 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 yeah, yeah, yeah. Hey, little devil. Hey, little devil, you're always running around.
Hey, little devil.
It's time that someone started chaining you down.
Hey, little devil.
There'll be some changes made. You're over.
Devil on Kim. There he is, our good friend Mr. Real Neil Sedaka from the Fine 50 and the Hall of Fame of yesteryear. Tiger time now is 28 minutes in front of 9 a.m. We'd remind you at 55, which is just 23, which is just 23 minutes from right now. Frank Hemingway, Kim's West Coast news correspondent, with all the news of the hour. Stay tuned for that. We have 32 degrees of temperature in the city. Akron, Colorado is checking in with 27, and we're headed to a high today of about 45 degrees.
Hi there, this is Phil Silvers. Hello. Glad to see you. Here we are in the Green Mountains of Vermont. I'm about to interview that renowned bird watcher, Mr. Lester Blick, about the new Ford Fairlane. How do you do, sir?
Not doing well at all. Do you know it's been a month since I've seen a yellow-bellied sapsucker?
Oh, there. Don't take it so hard. After all, when you've seen one yellow-bellied sapsucker, you've seen them all. Say, what do you think of the new Ford Fairlane?
The Fairlane's the key to my success. Them birds fly mighty fast, but my Fairlane moves right out after them. Got that new Challenger 260 V8 engine. Zoom! Uses less gas than any standard size 6-cylinder car, too.
And a Fairlane V8 costs less than some compact 6s. Don't forget that.
Forget it. It's darned important. Every penny counts.
Yes, not much money in bird watching.
The take-home pay is small, very small.
You folks out there, you haven't driven a new Fairlane V8 yet? Go down to your Ford dealers and do it. I'll tell you about it.
Hey, I just spotted one. So long!
A double-breasted seersucker. Run, run, you bird watcher, you.
Thank you, Philip. You know, friends, this is the Bells Are Poppin' Show, the program that says, personally, I think Ben Casey is just the Lone Ranger with some new kind of a mask. The chipmumps are back on Kim. Chipmumps? Hello, Dale. Excuse me while I fix my face. Is yes, 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 you little chipmunk, you little beast. That's number 28 this week on the Kim Hit Parade. Alvin Twist, too. By golly, we have 24 minutes to go, Captain John. In front of 9 this a.m., that's 8:36. The weather tower checks in at
32 degrees, Chief.
And viewing the entire region.
The region is a mess.
And we are looking for a high today of about 45 degrees, with all the snow and rain ending by this afternoon. And it looks like we're heading into a great weekend. Light up.
That's right. Winston tastes good, like a cigarette should, thanks to Filter Blend up front.
Up front in the tobacco end, Winston gives you Filter Blend. Up front in the tobacco end, the flavor comes from Filter Blend.
Winston tastes good, like a cigarette should.
Cleopatra's husband. Here he is on Kim with Milk and Honey.
This is the land of milk and honey. This is the land of sun and song. And this is a world of good and plenty, humble and proud and young and strong. And this is the place where the hopes of the homeless and the dreams of the lost combine. This is a land that heaven blessed, and this lovely land is mine.
This is the land of milk and honey. This is the land of
This is the land of milk and honey. This is the land of sun and song. And this is a world of good and plenty, humble and proud and young and strong. And this is the place where the hopes of the homeless and the dreams of the lost combine. This is the land that heaven blessed, and this lovely land is mine.
This is the land of milk and honey.
This lovely land is mine.
This is the land of milk and honey. This lovely land is mine.
We have a new land coming up, sponsored by Nabisco. It's called Land of Cheese and Crackers. Stay tuned for that. That's number 27 this week on the Hit Parade. Denver Tiger time, 20 to go in front of 9. That's 840 spelled backwards. And right now, Household Finance Corporation, America's oldest and largest company making installment cash loans, presents the Denver area's most comprehensive weather forecast direct from Crick Weather Central. That forecast in a moment.
Whatever reason you have in mind for borrowing, Household Finance has the money service tailored to meet a wide variety of needs. If you want to buy at a bargain price, HFC offers a shopper's loan. When too many installment payments cut into your paycheck, pay them off with an HFC payment reducer loan. There are many more special kinds of loans Household Finance offers people who borrow with a purpose, like a householder's loan, moving loan, bill payer loan, all especially designed to provide you with the money to meet your exact needs. Drop in at your nearby HFC office and ask about the money service that's just right for you. Borrow confidently from Household Finance.
And friends at Household Finance, you may borrow up to $2,500 with up to 36 months to repay. Life insurance available on all loans at a group rate. And you will find four HFC offices in Denver, including the office at 10165 East Colfax Avenue.
Another warming trend is moving into Kimland and will push temperatures upward as it drives a storm system out of the area. The long-range forecast calls for warmer and more spring-like temperatures beginning tomorrow and lasting through the weekend. The Kim forecast: snow flurries and rain showers ending throughout the area by early afternoon, then becoming partly cloudy and warmer tomorrow and Saturday. High today 45, low tonight 25.
Presently,
I like that word.
Presently 32 degrees in Denver.
This weather forecast has been presented by Household Finance Corporation. Borrow confidently from HFC.
Here's the hot hit of tomorrow from KIMN.
All right, everybody, I'll see you through the Popeye. Thank you.
that's the way I would have done it had I to do it. The Marquette's on Kim.
Keys.
Oh, the Marquise on Kim.
No, the Marquette's on Keys. No, Keys, Kim.
We'll work on that and present that again tomorrow morning for you. It's a Kim hot hit at any rate. And 32 degrees of temperature right now in the Mile High City. Pueblo checking in with 24 degrees, and that's Keen. Our overnight low in Denver, 32 degrees, occurring first at 3 this a.m.
Star time, meal time, star time.
One of the finest stars in all of Star's 21 varieties is Star Pumpernickel, a continental, dark, full-bodied rye bread with a rich rye flavor. Star Pumpernickel's a bread to serve with a feast, a bread to eat with a meal outdoors, a bread for a night raid on the icebox. Star Pumpernickel has a mellow taste, leaves a light bouquet of caraway spice. Here's a hearty bread to go with a brisk beverage, firm and satisfying, yet light and tender. If you haven't discovered Pumpernickel, reach for Star Pumpernickel. Serve it at the next meal. Your family will be glad you did. Star Pumpernickel, one of the finest of Star's 21 varieties.
Dinner or snack time, meal time is Star time.
With Star Bread variety.
Thank you, a one, two.
You are sunset to the sunspot, K-I-M-N.
Right now, kids, the music continues.
Let me in, will you?
Sensations on KIMN, number 48 this week on the Kim Hit Parade, and it's Let Me In type music.
38.
No, 18.
My, you guys are confusing me.
I'm sorry. 32 degrees right now in the city. This is the silly old Boogie Bell Show from 950. Gee, the weather seems to be on the improving side. That's what the Kimcasters say. Rain and snow and all of that. The cloud of locusts will be all over by this afternoon as we head to a high of 45 degrees today. Right now, we have 11 to go in front of 9 a.m. That's 8:49.
Do you know what that car you're driving is worth on a trade-in? Sure, sure. You know what you'd like to get for it. Some dealers in the less popular 62 cars will make a deal, maybe $100 better. But what happens to that 100 when you trade that less popular car in a couple of years, Think a minute about that car everyone's hot for, that 62 Pontiac. Here's a car that will hold its value over the years. The 59, 60, and 61 Pontiacs are some of the hottest used cars. Suppose you just went for that 62 wide-track Pontiac. A car that pretty with that much performance in it has a reputation and a good trade built in. And you'll be driving what you really want to drive, starting now. Think it over. Think about a 62 wide-track Pontiac. Your present car will surely get you to your nearest Pontiac dealer. Let him tell you what your car is worth on a new 62 Pontiac. Folks, now's the time to get something great going for you at your Pontiac dealer.
Boogie Bell presents Vinnie Monty on 950, the Kim five-star pick hit. That Vinnie Monty is all right, isn't he, gang? You betcha, monkey. Yeah, you meant it's the five-star pick. We have two to go in front of the news with Hemingway at 55 and 7 minutes to go in front of the Smiling Jack Merker Show. And Jack is back with his portable oxygen tent. You'll hear him this morning on 950.
Your imperial-sized cigarette.
Longer than king-size.
York imperial-sized cigarette.
York's advanced design, imperial size, increases your smoking pleasure.
Never a flavor so rich, York. Never a taste so smooth, York. Instead of a filter, York uses its length
to make tobaccos of richer strength. Taste mild and smooth as the flavor travels through to you.
Smokers appreciate what York has done to make smoking more enjoyable. Longer than king size, York has no filter. And there's an honest-to-goodness smoker's reason why it's made that way. Make your next pack York.
York Imperial Size Cigarette.
Well, gag, by golly, it's time to fold up the tents and steal slowly away.
Want to thank you for joining the show. KIMN on 950, spectacular radio.
We'll see you when the noon balloon rises high in the sky. Stay tuned for the Smiling Jack Merker Show, following...
K-I-M-N-U! Here's Hemingway. From L.A., Frank Hemingway, Alert Central West Coast news editor, and 5 minutes of the Hemingway View of the News, presented by Farmers Insurance Group.
In the morning headlines, stormy weather stateside, a major battle in Vietnam, and a favorable reaction to U.S. tariff cuts. Now, the details. Old Man Winter is still making the headlines this morning as a good guy out west, but as a deep-dyed villain in the east. The favorable word was spoken by California water experts who have now declared the state's 3-year drought officially at an end. Except in the southeast desert area, rainfall has ranged from 100 to 500% throughout the state, and Water Director William Warren now says, "We can safely state that California has been rescued from a very serious situation. But let us add that the rescue was accomplished at considerable cost, as indicated by the fact that Los Angeles and Ventura counties, hit hard by last month's torrential rains, have been declared official disaster areas by the federal government. This morning, new disaster areas are being created along the Atlantic seaboard as coastal communities from North Carolina to New York continue to suffer under the onslaught of gale force winds, high tides, and pounding waves. So far, at least 29 persons have died. Thousands have been forced from their homes, and electric, gas, and telephone service has been interrupted throughout the stricken area. Damage estimates range from $3 million in North Carolina to as much as $50 million in Delaware. The total up and down the coast will obviously be even higher. At sea, the situation is equally dismal. The Chesapeake lightship off the Virginia coast is in danger of sinking. The tanker A.H. Dumont narrowly escaped a watery grave when heavy cargo set loose by the storm was later washed overboard. And as it is, the vessel is damaged and leaking. Another ship, the Chinese freighter Chun Li, is also reported in trouble. Whatever Old Man Winter may have done for the California farmer, his current standing is about as low as it can get, an unwelcome vandal whose seasonal passing will not be mourned. Another battle is going on overseas this morning, not against the elements, but between Western-supported troops of the South Vietnam Army and Communist forces in the Mekong River Delta, some 100 miles from the capital city of Saigon. This time, the South Vietnamese government is on the offensive and has reportedly mounted 3 major operations against the Reds. The Communists have been attacking in various areas during the past 12 days, and current government counterattacks are apparently designed to break up what some observers see as a major effort by the Viet Cong. So far, government sources report limited success. A similar report comes from the French border town of Evian this morning, where French and Algerian rebel negotiators have started the second day of peace talks aimed at ending the 7.5-year Algerian war. No major obstacles to agreement have yet presented themselves, and the current word would seem to be so far so good. Here at home, officials of the Kennedy administration can apparently take an equally optimistic view of the tariff cuts announced yesterday by the president. Reaction to the 25-nation agreement, which applies a 20% reduction to a wide range of items, is reported favorable both here and overseas. The new arrangement for reciprocal lowering of trade barriers goes into effect in 2 stages beginning June 30th of this year. That's part of the news. Now listen to this. I guess everyone has a certain way of doing things, and fast, fair, friendly is the natural day-in, day-out way of doing business at Farmers Insurance Group. Representatives of Farmers Auto Insurance just take it for granted, but hundreds of grateful policyholders don't. For example, Don R. Hoey of St. Louis, Missouri, had this to say, quote, "This letter is to express my deep appreciation and satisfaction in the way our accident was handled. I will certainly recommend Farmers Insurance Group to all my business associates and friends," unquote. Thanks, Mr. Howey. Nice of you to write to Farmers. Those of you listening to me now, if your auto insurance is coming up for renewal soon, compare it with Farmers for cost, coverage, and convenience. Simply look in your local phone book under Farmers Insurance Group and call your Farmers agent. He's an expert who can help you with all your insurance needs. And you take it from Hemingway.